During that time, Jesus went for a walk. He was traveling around preaching. He was taking a shortcut through a cornfield, or a wheat field, or a grain field, whatever it was, on a Sabbath day. And his disciples were hungry. And they began to pluck the heads of grain and to eat. Now, whether it was corn or wheat or whatever else, we don't know. It was some kind of grain. And as they walked through the cornfield, they were hungry, and so they ate. Now, according to what the law of God said in the book of Deuteronomy, that was perfectly legal. He said, you go through a vineyard, your neighbor's vineyard, and you're hungry, you can eat some. Just you can't put any in your pockets and haul it off. Eat some and go on. You know why he said that? He was training the vineyard owner to love your neighbor as yourself. Training them in right relationships. So his disciples thought nothing of it and just ate. But apparently there were Pharisees hiding behind some rows of wheat. And they jumped up and said, aha! Nope, that's not what happened. He had bunches of disciples, many of them Pharisees. But they didn't know why they were there, and they didn't know why Jesus was there, and so they were set to be bumped off the wagon whenever things didn't go the way they thought it would, when it got shaken up. And this was a big bump for them. Because between the years at the end of Malachi, or time of Esther, when the Medes and the Persians were in control of the empire of that part of the earth, till the time of Matthew when the Romans, we had the Greek Empire, and a lot of Jewish traditions developed during that intertestamental period. A lot of new rules were added to God's commandments, even though God had said, don't add to what I've said. Don't leave anything out. Don't add anything. This is perfect. I did exactly what I wanted to do. I did it right. Don't improve it. But they felt it would honor God if they added some commandments. If God said the maximum lashing anybody could receive was 40 lashes, they said the maximum was only 39, in case you miscounted. Well, God expected you to love Him enough to keep up with how many lashes you were giving. And they called it the fence around the law. If God said, and He didn't, but if God said you can't walk but a mile on a Sabbath day, they would say you can't walk but half a mile. Well, there was no limitation on how you got your rest and walked it on the Sabbath. But that's an example. They put a fence around the law so the law would be untouchable. Well, God didn't want to be untouchable. The law wasn't given to be standoffish. It was to bring God near to people. And during that time, some rabbi thought it was a great idea to say you couldn't rub the grain. That was work. And God said, don't work on the Sabbath. You had to do that on Saturday and then eat it on Sunday. Or Saturday. You had to do that on Friday and eat it on Saturday. That's the Old Testament Sabbath. You had to do it before the Sabbath, whatever day it was. So you couldn't do that on a Sabbath day. And they were following with Jesus, but they expected Jesus to love their traditions as they did, which was equal with the commandments of God, and He didn't. He respected their traditions. He didn't do anything just to show off how free He was. But when it came to judgment, He only judged according to God's law. The Pharisees saw this, and they said, look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day. That's not true. It was lawful to do that on a Sabbath day, but their tradition said it wasn't permitted. And that's what they're talking about. But He said to them, look, you guys, haven't you read what David did when he was hungry? He and those with him, how he even went into the house of God and ate the bread set out, or the sacred bread, which was not lawful for him to eat. In the law, God said, that's only for my priest. nor for those with him, but only for the priests. Haven't you read about that? What does that tell us? God is love. What it tells us is what Jesus said in another place just like this. Man wasn't made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. And what Jesus was saying in David's case was, you know, this might get me into trouble with you people, but David wasn't made for that temple. That temple was made for David and all of God's people. And when it came to doing good to his anointed, that's what the temple and its food and its weapons and everything else was for. You know where David got the sword he went fighting with? From the temple. Goliath's sword was kept in the temple. And he asked the priest, "You got a sword around here? Nothing but Goliath here." It was for God's people. There are no holy days. None. The only thing holy on the planet Earth is what is inside of you, the Spirit of the living God. Amen. That's the only thing that sanctifies anything. There are no holy buildings, no holy land. It's all going to burn up. The only thing that's going to survive is what's holy in God's sight. Amen. Your bodies are going to be burned up. That's why he's going to give you new ones that cannot die or feel pain. Jesus is hinting at this, but he couldn't come right and tell them that. They'd killed him too quick. His own disciples would have turned on him. It wasn't time for it.